welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Hey, Broads.
We have some like major sleepover vibes going on.
Wow, we are in my living room right now, which you can tune into on YouTube if you'd like.
Yes,
it's kind of a mess.
We have little Ruthie, who's just a nurse in post, all this drama for this episode. Oh my Lord. Okay.
I don't even know what to say.
Say it.
No, I don't even know what to say. I really don't even know what to say.
I can say this. I'm first and foremost, though the drama was real throughout the season, I am very happy to finally say goodbye to Luke Parker. I'm just happy that this just was, I was done. I was done. I know you got a giggle. I was done. I couldn't do it anymore.
Are you pandering right now?
What do you mean?
Never mind.
No, tell me. Tell me.
No, is this to appease the audience?
Bitch, there's no appeasing the audience. You know I hated that guy to the core. And he gave me all sorts of drama and triggering, and I was just done.
I'm not gonna lie, I forgot about him like completely.
Yes.
Throughout this episode, it is
yeah,
it's
I
just
know.
A whole nother game
saying.
Now.
I'm happy
it's
to be done.
Crazy.
Like, let's move on. Let's move on. We're done. We're
okay,
done.
I do have business real quick.
Please.
Because I actually ran into a broad today. Shout out to my girl at Pasta Sisters. But she admitted something. She was like, I love the podcast. Like, listen to every episode. She's like, but I'm embarrassed. I still haven't written an episode, written a review yet. So this is my message to all you broads who listen religiously, who love what we do. If you really enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving us a review. We really love it. It really helps the pod. If you don't like the podcast, try to refrain. No, I'm just kidding. You write whatever review you want, but
don't say a word. No, it really does. We've talked about this numerous times before, but like it does. It's very encouraging for us.
Yeah.
And it also really is effective in, you know, us moving
future
forward.
Endeavors.
Exactly.
Hashtag Oprah on the broad, Oprah Broad Squad 2020.
Hashtag Deepak Chopra Broads.
Hashtag we Dalai Lama.
We dream
broads.
Big. Oh, don't even say All right, now I'm manifesting the Dalai Lama. Are you joking?
He speaks at UC Irvine every once in a while, and I'm going back to UC Irvine. So like, I'll see if
so
I can meet
him backstage.
So
basically, you're gonna be like BFFs with the Dalai himself.
Yeah. The Dolly.
Excuse
himself.
Me, Mr. Llama. Is that rude?
Mr. Llama, big fan over here.
Oh my God.
So dumb. Yeah,
but
so
yes, that would be fantastic.
If you're in the mood, leave us a review if it so compels you.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. You ran into a broad. I ran into a couple broads the past few days. So also,
it's so cool.
If you bump into us, say hi. It's been so nice, like meeting listeners and members of the broad squad. It's been incredible, and we have
it's
great
fun.
Conversations. And yeah, so say hi.
Yes.
Let's bond.
Say hi. Drop us a line. Drop us a review. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
We love you.
We love you all so much. And we love this season.
I know. And just a reminder that starting next week, we will have double the Bachelor content for about a month and a half.
Exactly.
Very thrilled.
I am very excited because this season has been so fantastic.
Amazing.
That I feel kind of like I'm grieving that it's over a little bit.
I know.
So I'm happy that there's going to be what looks to be like a great Bachelor in Paradise season following
totally
up
agree.
To
also,
help me get over it.
We got some like... I mean, I usually always like the girls on, but like we've got some guys that are actually some good dudes. Scenes.
I
like,
know.
It's just a good cast.
It's going to be so
the past
good.
Couple seasons have been like an eh cast. And I'm not going to lie. I kind of like seeing some of the older Paradise crew. Like I'm kind of still, I saw Christina in the preview and Dean.
Shutting
I loved
like,
I loved that season. I really did.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I'm super
on that.
Excited. So
starts
yes.
next week.
Tune in. We're going to be covering it, getting into trouble, I'm sure.
This is our first episode where, this is our first week actually where we're doing double the Bachelor content because
yeah.
we're releasing our second episode instead of Thursday. We'll be releasing it sometime Wednesday. We cannot release it Tuesday night because we're not able to record it tomorrow night. Anyway.
But it will be out Wednesday afternoon.
Just not as early as normal. Yes. Just a heads up.
Sorry about it, but you know, life.
Love. Let's get into
life.
It.
Love. All right. So, okay. I also want to say this quickly. We have the first of two live episodes that we are now recapping as of tonight and then tomorrow, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I would like to say this, broads. I desire to be at least Bachelor in Paradise, the final episodes live filming. So blow up Chris Harrison and ABC.
Wait, what
and
are you
demand
saying? Us to be at the live?
Yes.
I feel like there's, I don't know. Okay, here's the thing. I think I have burned too many bridges at this point for, I mean,
oh,
I don't burn bridges, but I just stay too much. I don't know.
I understand, but what I believe and what I know deep in my heart is that the Broad Squad is so strong that
Jess, you
regardless,
should just go. I could get you a ticket to go.
I would never go without you. That
I would
is
rather
just,
you do it because it's like 6 hours long and I hated it when just, I was on it.
I don't necessarily actually want to be there. I just want to be in the audience so that the broads and I would just wave. We could do like a weird little symbol.
Oh, that would be fun.
Just the middle finger.
We can wear some subtle broad merch.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
So blow it up.
Well, it's funny because somebody said that Chris Harrison was throwing us shade and I didn't really notice it in the episode. But then I Googled like Chatty Broads Chris Harrison. And of course, the first is like some article on E! News. Like Becca says the Bachelor Mansion is gross.
Oh, yeah. Trash Mansion.
Trash Mansion. I was like, oh, my God. Like, why do I say this shit?
Like, Papa Chris, I am so sorry.
Why do I do this? But yeah. I really like saw that article and I was like, oh, my God. Like palm to forehead full. Like what? I just say things without thinking about it. And then next thing you know, I'm calling Chris's home the Trash Mansion.
Do you think he lives there?
No, he definitely doesn't. I know. I read an article about the family. That
he's like, I live in the basement.
He's like, I don't care that there's no dishwasher and the washing machines are broken. I don't care that the pool has not been filtered in months. I love it here.
I use contestants who have under 100K to wash all my dishes.
Oh my God, for real. My interns, you mean?
Filthy.
Night oneers. Yeah. Oh God. Okay. Let's get into this episode or we'll never make it through.
Get into it. Okay. So we start off, obviously, with the rose ceremony. I was dying with the fact that Chris moves the podium back.
Back. I know. Like, I was like, good, well played.
Also, like, could there be more of like a symbolic ABC moment of like, all right, we fucked up your life with Luke, so now we're going to scoot you back into normal reality here with these
love,
three.
Remember? You're in love. All right. Let's keep it going.
Let's
now that
keep
we've dragged
rolling.
This out as long as we
keep
possibly could.
Tyler, absolutely had an ache in his eyes during this.
Oh, I was like, are we about to watch her in the sports bra send Tyler home right now? I cannot handle this. I was ready to mourn, ready to grieve.
I have to say, you are... Oh, sweet girl. I have to say, you are frequently correct. And in
so
this,
wrong?
I was very happy that you were wrong. I was
overjoyed that I was wrong.
Now, I was heartbroken watching Sweetie Petey go home, but I was very happy. Well, I wasn't happy with the full outcome because Jed, the dog food salesman.
Oh my God. Thinks he's about to be the next Meow Mix.
You have nothing on Meow Mix.
You have nothing on Canine Advantix.
You know nothing of Purina. Nothing.
Wait until I break out the Canine Advantix song. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah, of
Hello,
course.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Pesky bugs can really bother. No, Jed was not writing one of those hits.
Absolutely
Don't get
not.
It twisted.
But no, Tyler had like that ache and part of me was going, does he think he's going home or is he,
or is he
aching?
Ache? Does he Hannah be hurt by Luke?
Is he just like, yeah, what? Or is he dying knowing that she was having sex in a windmill?
Not with him.
Exactly.
With not him.
Exactly.
Wait, he didn't know it was with Peter though.
That's true. But then his mind is going wild as if with this man who, oh, here we are graced again. I'm so happy to be back looking at Jed's brown suit. Brown as ever. So God. Glad to see this for a second week in a row.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, Hannah, I was dead because she made that comment. Like, you all have been vulnerable, honest, and open. And I'm like, yeah, well.
Little do you know, really, Hannah, what's been going on?
I know you feel like you dodged a bullet with Luke, and I feel like you think you're done.
Little did you know you had a torpedo coming your way, sweetie.
Oh, God, it sucks.
Doesn't it?
And it was hard to watch her this episode during the live portion, knowing what she knows, I think. Know.
Of course, I don't know. She said she had a lot of questions, and I'm like,
so we assume, but you know, yeah, no. So Jed gets the first rose, kill me. And, when I was watching, I feel genuinely like watching Tyler and Pete, as much as my heart broke for Pete, that I do believe that Tyler is 100% in love with Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sweetie Petey falls in love with everyone.
Yeah. I think you're on the nose with that one. I think Pete is definitely one of those guys who's like, it's his, everyone's his wife.
Yes. So like genuinely, I'm not saying this to,
I think his mom is like that too.
Yeah.
Which is like a real thing. I've definitely been with guys who their moms like fall in love with, like, this is going to be like a daughter to me.
Exactly.
And is like so excited to have a girl around the house.
Exactly. It's like, and that's not to dismiss his feelings at all, because I believe he genuinely like was like falling in love with her, but I do get that every romance is probably pretty over the top.
Well,
I mean,
apparently, except for the long distance one.
But yeah, so then Tyler gets the second rose. Poor sweet Peter, his windmill gymnastics.
I was honestly shocked.
I was really surprised too.
You know what I wrote down right before I thought he was about to get sent home. Tyler was about to get sent home. I thought she was going to, this is me, I guess, having little faith in her. I thought she was going to keep Pete just because she fucked him.
I felt the same way.
I thought that she sort of felt like she had to keep him around, mm-hmm. sort of.
I do have to say I really respected that. I respected the fact that she was just like, nope. You know, feeling Tyler and Jed more. And even though I had sex with Peter, and of course we find out later in the episode that they had sex 4 times.
Yeah.
Oh, which, stamina.
Well, when you got like 6 weeks, you know,
that's,
I bet,
true.
Pete was slaying puss before he went on The Bachelorette. He's like, I have not gone longer than 10 days.
Oh, honey,
without
he is an attractive
it.
Pilot.
He's a pilot.
He's an attractive pilot. You better believe like that man is just getting work done.
And
now,
he had the condoms in his car.
Everyone's just like, Delta.
Oh,
like everyone's buying a flight immediately. Like as soon as the episode ended, like everyone's purchasing a ticket, just hoping like to land on that like Delta flight 107 to Detroit Airport. She's like, is that Peter's voice?
Well,
oh my God.
The thing I wonder too is like, I guess pilots can just take 2 months off work randomly.
Maybe it's kind of like can doctors do that? I feel like there's some professions that are like,
you've made it so big, you can just come and go at will.
But kind of like, you know, when you have like a job that's like so definitive and kind of important that you can just take off a big chunk of time.
And it's like, also not like he flies only one plane. You know what I mean? It's not like he's like the only pilot that they're going to have
on Delta
flight 107. You know what I mean? So I think that allows flexibility.
You're
like
not
a
like
doctor.
The one account executive at that small PR firm.
Right. Exactly. They're not. Yeah. They've got people to fill in for you. Okay.
But I was devastated watching it because I was definitely seeing them have like a very sexy handhold on the way out. Mm. Like they have friend energy for sure. And we saw that.
Yeah, that was weird. We'll
but
get that.
They definitely seem like the bang good because when they were walking out, they were like caressing hands in a way of like, you guys gonna have sex on the way out again too?
I mean, they did it 4 times.
They did do it 4 times. I don't know. Watching it, I just wanted to be like, this is like, let's take a note from Pete. Like, this is how you do it. There was no, please keep me. What did I do?
Yeah, I can't stand the what did I do.
What did I do? Like, obviously he had it afterwards.
What else are you supposed to talk about?
Yeah, what else are you supposed to say? Rest. But there was no like, are you sure? No pressure for her at all. He just basically was like, I was over the moon, or I am over the moon for you, and I hope it goes well for you. There was like silence.
Totally.
And love and sadness.
Yep.
And he cried.
Tender.
And he was very tender. And it was just like, this is how you do it. This is how you walk away gracefully.
I agree.
And then when he sobbed into her shoulder, I couldn't hang.
I know.
Okay. Well, I do have to say quick before we dive in. Did you see that Hannah is officially becoming an LA baby?
Not surprised at all.
She pulled the plug. She's moving to LA.
Officially a Bachelor alum.
Officially a Bachelor alum. She's going to want to make sure her new spot is decorated real cute. And I have the perfect website for her to stock up on the best furniture.
Oh,
article.
Yeah.
Listen, if you live somewhere like LA too, unless you're getting the bachelorette style money, your square footage will be small, but that doesn't mean you need to compromise your home style. Article's beautiful modern furniture helps you make a big design impact, even within a small footprint space. At article.com, you never have to compromise on great style.
Article is by far the easiest way to buy beautiful modern furniture. It's an online furniture store that's dedicated to crafting high quality, beautifully made modern pieces while still keeping prices super reasonable. And when I say reasonable, I mean savings of 30% over traditional prices, or under traditional prices. Oh, and there's no showrooms, no salespeople, and no retail markups.
And I avoid these showrooms always because I like to take my own time and browse. I don't want the salesperson pressuring me. Will always buy something I don't like because I'm a pushover.
I am honestly the same way. Yep.
I'm such a pushover. So I will buy it. So being able to spend all the time I want in the world browsing article.com is perfect. And I was able to find my perfect dining room table, oval, blush chairs, perfection.
Gorgeous. And if you don't vibe with what you've chosen online, you have a 30-day return policy with simple returns and exchanges. And Article's offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. So you can claim by visiting article.com/chatty. Go to article.com/chatty and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/chatty to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Okay.
I did notice that she was moving to LA. I was like, that's funny.
I know. I was actually surprised. I didn't think she'd do it because she's already done the bachelorette thing, right?
Yeah.
That surprised me. I don't know.
Usually the next move is for them to like move in with their significant other in Kentucky or wherever the fuck.
Yeah, unless she's now deciding to pursue Pilot Pete full time, who lives in Westlake.
Oh my God, for real.
You know, or unless she is with a model, aka Tyler.
He didn't live in LA.
I know, but he might be moving to LA. Let's be real.
I mean, that makes
or
sense.
Or Jed will probably move to LA too.
Ew. Oh my God. I'm going to throw cans of dog food at him if I ever see him.
So breakup's horrible. We then are taken to the live situation.
Oh, and she said before she gave out the rose, I love this line. I'm not just breaking someone's heart. I'm breaking my heart. And I was like, oh,
what it hurt me? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to get shady for a second.
Oh no.
And that means that you were sympathizing or like ready to really drop something.
No, that like made me feel really sick to my stomach. The whole thing just like really, I don't know. Because she seems pretty torn up between the three of them.
She had to say the thing again to Pete, which I was like, stop saying it. She was like, you're like the dream guy, like me playing with my dolls. I'm like, is this why you stayed around so long? Is because you have like a weird
Ken obsession.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what did you do with your Ken doll?
Why do you keep like comparing me to your like dickless Ken doll after I had sex with you in a windmill four times? Haven't I proven that I have genitalia?
No, my goodness. I don't know. I don't know.
I know.
And I also don't get why people do this in breakups. It seems sort of common in Bachelor, and I feel like Colton did it with Hannah G, where he was like, I thought it was going to be us. And it's like, bro, why are you saying that?
Don't say that, because then that is setting someone up for having
hope.
The hope for sure. And then the forever question of why? Can you then explain exactly what changed?
What happened?
Yeah, because that's where if you never say that, then it's kind of like, well, of course, not
just
of course,
like somebody
but
like, else more.
Yeah,
like,
there's someone else you happens, have more chemistry with. But when you go, I thought it would be us, just like, and then you just like go, well, I'm going to leave now. What did I do? Is it my breath?
What did I do?
Yeah, no, seriously, that just leaves that like big question mark.
Yeah,
so,
I'm not a fan of that line, but.
Mm-mm. So we then have the live moment. You know, poor
Chris Chris is hounding poor Pete. He's like, I noticed you turned your head away. You want me to tell you what happened?
Just like, leave him alone. He's watery eyed.
I know.
Chris is just like, how are you doing? And he just keeps going, I'm okay. I'm okay. And he just is about to bust into tears.
Tragic.
Yeah. And Chris, I noticed you. It's like, dude, leave the man alone.
Seemed like you're having a hard time.
Yes. Appears to be having a hard time. Yes. He can literally barely speak without getting choked up. And then they flash to his family.
Stop.
That's
stop,
there.
Stop, 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 stop. His mom. I love you.
I love you, Peter. Stay strong, Peter. I say it again. Honestly, all that I need in my life, I firmly believe I would be the president of the United States if I had parents who were as encouraging as Peter's parents.
Can you imagine the places we could go?
We could soar. We could do anything we needed to do and anything we wanted to be. The world be your oyster if you were someone like Peter with parents like that.
See, I would probably get in a lot of trouble because my mom would be way too naive. Barbara would be like, my daughter would never do that. No, not Rebecca.
Rebecca couldn't.
Not my Rebecca, Helena.
My perfect angel, Rebecca? Absolutely not.
That's not. Nope, that wouldn't work for me. She goes, I love you. And then she starts breaking into tears saying, I know how you felt.
And now it's like two or three times harder when you have to watch your kid go through something. God. And she's like visibly crying.
Can you imagine?
Dad is visibly crying.
Really though, Jess, can you imagine though the first time like Ember or Ruth gets their heart broken and they're just sobbing in your arms? Can you imagine?
Girl, when I drop Ember off at daycare and someone, and she runs up because she does this every day, and she runs up to someone new and goes, do you want to be my friend?
And say no.
One out of every three times they go, no. And then Ember turns around and looks at me and is just like, I can't even imagine when she's older and is heartbroken. This is some random kid because she asks everyone to be her friend and, you know.
Yeah.
But and then you meet the person and you think it's going to go well.
Well, this is what I was saying too, is his mom's totally the type. And I think she even said it. She's like, it's going to be like having a daughter. Like, I can't wait to get pedicures together.
Oh
like,
my God.
She's all stoked. You know, it's so sad.
It was so heartbreaking. And his brother Jack is just like mourning for him, just like head bowed.
I know.
Jack's his little like, mini me.
Why didn't I get more followers from this?
Jack's like, I had high hopes.
Wow. I'm obsessed with them.
So obsessed with them.
God, I just need a loop of Barbara's breath. Yeah, I love you. Just going over and over again.
Oh, I know. That was so
fantastic.
With
a picture of Tyler next to it. I love you.
Not even her own son. Yeah, and then Chris was like asking him why he was so hesitant about pulling the I love you trigger. And I'm just kind of like, because he's just a normal, thoughtful person. He's not like Luke, who's going to say I love you within 30 minutes of meeting somebody.
Yeah.
I felt like Peter brought up his feelings very frequently to Hannah. And the only thing that he didn't say right off the cuff was that he was in love with her. But he said it relatively soon.
I know.
I didn't feel like, so then when she comes out and she is so awkward in front of his parents, which I feel for her, I would have been, I to displease Barbara, I couldn't. I would be like,
but
I guess
Barbara
I have
was still
to marry
loving
your son.
It. Every time they would say anything alluding to sex, Barbara would be like, that's my son. That's my
I
son right there.
Peter well.
I always told him, go down on a woman before letting her please you.
Like, I love that you've given her like a jersey accent.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing now. okay, let's get to when he asks Hannah what like went wrong.
Yes.
And the only thing she kind of gives him is then her saying, what did she say? Like,
she basically,
I wish I had known sooner.
Yeah, she just was saying that he hadn't told her that he was in love with her soon enough. And she was saying that she thought that he was scared to love her and all this, which to me,
you say your thing.
I just feel like it was a cop out instead of just saying directly.
I was more into the other dudes.
Yeah.
Than you.
And it was just more like to say to someone, I don't know if I would have been in Peter's situation. Cause you could tell by his face, he was trying to be like super sweet with her, but he also had like that major skeptical face on like, seriously me. Like he was so open the whole time. Mm-hmm. But I would have really appreciated just an honest, like, I don't know. Well, I don't know why I sent you home. I followed my gut and I was vibing on Tyler and Jed more.
That's the thing. I think it's such a silly question when people ask. It's like when I got sent home, I was like, no, I know exactly what happened. You decided you wanted to continue a relationship with this girl and not me. Like, it's really very simple.
I would never ask. In fact, the second the person who's breaking up with me starts to tell me why,
bye-bye.
Evan breaks up with me the first time and is just like, well, I'm breaking up with you because I'm like, okay, gotta go. One
I got your point. I got your point. Now, can I have my shit back?
Don't want to hear anything negative about myself. Bye. moving on.
I think it's you're clinging to a hope, though. You ask yeah. someone like what happened, and you're hoping they'll say something that you can fix or that true. Like you yeah I don't know I don't but know it's yeah, really sad.
I felt bad for him. Do you think he's gonna be the next Bachelor? Like let's just say Tyler or Jed, I would be shocked if Jed was the next
Tyler
Bachelor.
Tyler already has like 1.5 million followers or something insane like that.
Slaying the Insta game. Also, I don't know if you saw that him
1.2 million.
Tyler.
I sent this to you. Gigi Hadid and him started following each other.
I have to say this. When I saw that, my brain immediately went, okay, so him and Hannah aren't together because was dating someone and they mutually followed Gigi Hadid, I'd be like, I guess we're never going to be together again because my jealousy would just be through the roof. I'd be like, oh, Gigi's following you?
I sort of feel like they alluded to to her not ending up with Tyler because she just seemed like she's been really upset the past couple months. And the truth is, if you ended up with Tyler and you found out the shit about Jed, why would you be upset for a couple months?
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, ha, fuck my ex, bye.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't say that it would be easy.
Unless we see at the very, end of the episode that when we have the preview for the next, that she's saying something about, like, you know, how could you ever be confident to get engaged at the end of this or whatever. So part of me then wonders if, like, actually there isn't an actual engagement. Maybe she does a Colton thing, like away with someone, but doesn't actually get engaged.
Well, I told you, I noticed that there's no little ring in the Bachelorette.
Yes, in the logo anymore. Foreshadowing.
But maybe they're trying to rebrand since Colton didn't propose to anybody either.
Yeah. I don't know.
And like Ari's engagement went to shit.
This is just like a dating show now. Like, we don't believe in engagements anymore.
Just like, I hope we date for a long enough time for us both to reach 2 million followers. Let's hope. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
What I was also about to say, though, about the thing of her wishing she knew sooner how he felt for her. Mm-hmm. I also call bullshit on that because you shouldn't love like that.
I agree.
Are you only willing yourself to love and to be in love with someone as much as they are for you? Because I'm not calling Hannah weak or insecure, but loving in that way is a very kind of like insecure and weak way of loving.
I agree. And I think that she made that fairly clear when she explained last week on the Mental All that the reason that she had such a deep connection with Luke and why she kept him for so long
is because she knew he was super into her.
Yeah. So, and that was, I think, too, why, and we have discussed this, why she wouldn't like fully give herself to Tyler right away, because she probably thought he was a fuckboy because, hello, 10 out of 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, oh, there's no way he's here. You know, he's just wanting to get all the Insta followers and meet a million women.
God, I'm so in love with him.
Oh, my God.
We'll talk more about
that. How does he get dreamier? I don't understand.
I really don't know.
I don't think I've ever continued to fall desperately more in love with someone as the season continues. Because normally there's like one or two tells where you're like, I'm going to continue to love them because I want to be faithful. But
or
like
even online shit. Like at this point, I'm following like some sort of model. Like, I forget sometimes that he's just like a normal Bachelor person. He made a post that said, I love you, Florida. And I almost commented, I love you, Tyler, in the comments. Like, I was this close. And then I was like, wait. Like, all these Bachelor people are going to see me comment that. And I have a boyfriend. I'm about to comment that on Tyler's picture. Like, that is so inappropriate. And I was so close to doing it. And then I caught myself. I was like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing?
Evan literally a couple days ago was like, you know, I'm starting to feel really concerned with how much you talk about Tyler.
Like,
and then he watched the episode and was like, nah, never mind. I understand.
Now this guy's a hottie.
And I'm like, yes, correct. The world is in
literally
love.
Everyone who meets him, it seems, on the show is like, yeah, I would fuck him.
Yes, including Hannah's parents.
Both of their, they were like, Tyler, have you ever considered like an open relationship
with family? Your in-law?
You're browsing through OkCupid. It's Hannah's parents. You're like, whoa.
Entire family.
The dog is in the photo. Fido, I did not know you swung that way. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm
That is some weird shit.
I
What are you talking about? A family swinging together? Yeah, I would agree. I mean, no judgment, but yeah, with that one, I'm going to say yes. Yes. Judgment. I'm sorry. Everyone who swings as a family can slide into my DMs and give me hate, but like, that's weird. Yes.
Ew. Oh my God. Oh, stop.
I'm overheating. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. So,
but like, can I fuck Jed's whole family too? Jed? Oh my God. Why did I say that? Freudian slip. I did not mean Jed's family. I meant Pete's family. I was about to say that I wanted to fuck Jed's family.
I do have a temperature. Like, what is going on?
I don't know. I lost my head for a minute.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I would for sure. Well, I'd marry Pete's whole family. That's definitely more of like,
like a loving, nurturing relationship rather than like a passionate, let's get it on
like
relationship.
Sometimes we will all make love. Sometimes you'll support me in my endeavors and tell me it's going to be okay.
Sometimes you'll just have a warm bowl of oatmeal for me ready in the morning before I'm going off to my business meetings. And I'll just know in that moment I'm loved.
Just always there for me. You know, one of those kind of relationships.
Okay, speaking of fucking, though. We also have to remember the lady who said, she said, I felt like I was walking away from the perfect guy.
And then
someone goes, you did!
From the audience. Oh, my God.
The audacity.
Number one, the audacity. Number two, marry me. Who is this woman? Why didn't they show her? Why didn't they zoom up?
When can we have her be a guest on our podcast?
Was it one of us? Because
was it a broad? Show yourself, if so.
Reveal yourself. Oh my God, I'm crying. So then we have, okay, yes. So like you said, speaking of getting it on, then Hannah decides to say that she has been lying this whole time.
They didn't fuck twice in one meal. They fucked a full time.
Four times.
Okay, and then this is where things got weird.
Someone was literally screaming
into the mic. They were like,
It was this scene was maybe actually a minute and a half, and someone was screaming the entire time. And it was like, someone get the boom away from whoever that is.
I thought it was his mom. Did you also say Jed's mom too?
Yeah, why am I doing that?
I don't know. Damn, I thought it was Pete's mom for a second. Because she is like, yes, son!
She was very supportive of them having sex four times. She was very proud of her son's stamina.
But then the weirdest thing to me was fucking Hannah and Pete fist bumping practically in the chair like, yeah, bro, we just
very friendly. Also, how long were they together like in that windmill? Because that is actually four times in what, how many hours? That's very 12? Impressive.
I guess it's like every 3 hours if you're staying up all night kind of thing.
I guess, yeah. I mean, wow, his stuff really fills up quick again.
Yeah, congrats. I guess so. Sometimes it'd be like that, I guess.
I guess.
After however many, yeah, okay. But anyway, they were both just like so happy about it and were just like, so I was like, what is going on? It was very weird.
Oh my gosh,
to me.
It was so weird. And then, yeah, I mean, I just, RIP to Pete. I have no idea if he will or will not become The Bachelor. It wouldn't shock me now.
Colton
posted something about like, he was wearing some pilot wings, which, by the way, okay, just Colton went on his Instagram, posted a photo of him with pilot wings, which made me giggle to death because I just picture Colton going to the cockpit and being like, can I meet the pilot, please? Because they only give wings.
I was wondering if you had some pilot wings that I could
wear.
Because
they only typically give wings.
It's for
to
an Instagram photo.
But they give it to kids who fly like,
who
under
like
12
years old
who
by
need
themselves.
An attendant.
Yes.
And Colton's like, excuse me, I would please like a pair of pilot wings. I heard the humans enjoyed this. And then
I forgot
posted.
He was an alien.
Of course, our sweet Colton is an alien.
Did you see he bought a house in LA?
Yeah, and it looks baller.
Yeah, and I'm like, bro, I know you like made just enough money to put a down payment on this $1.6 million pad, but like,
yeah, if you do not live in Los Angeles and do not live in maybe a bigger city, the amount of money that house has to cost.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot.
It's a very expensive house.
It's a very expensive
very
house. Although he
kind of
looks
house.
Like he's like somewhere in the valley somewhere.
Maybe it's a little bit less, but that's a couple million dollar house for show.
It seemed like it. Okay. Anyways, we digress.
Okay. So we're back in.
Jed is walking up.
No, not Jed. What? Oh, Lord. Tyler.
Look, I put in my notes. Jed.
No, it's Tyler.
Maybe they did a split shot of Jed because I said that my friend.
Oh, yes. Because this is when Hannah is talking about this like romantic stuff that's going on with everyone. And the music is like this intensely Greek music that is like. Runt, 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 dun, dun. And she's talking about like we're falling in love in Crete. Da, da, yeah, da, da. Yeah, yeah. And like this is the most unromantic, sexy music I've ever heard. And
yeah, then both men.
Yes, you're seeing Tyler and Jed stomping. And yeah. It's very much like a. And
one of my friends said it looked like Jed walks with a hanger still in his shirt, and I feel like that is so accurate. He's got a big boy brown suit on again or whatever. I don't think it was brown.
He actually was taking notes from Luke P's wardrobe and had on a blue, he was wearing a blue navy shirt, khaki shorts and boat loafers.
I forgot. Okay, don't worry, I'm gonna comment on that outfit.
I have thoughts as well.
Okay, so Hannah gets to the house first before Tyler gets there.
So we're introduced to her dad. We've seen them before.
Oh, yes, her dad, an icon.
An absolute icon. Obsessed. I live for him, Robert, and her mother, Suzanne.
Yes.
And then...
Did you notice Suzanne and her had matching chokers?
I did notice that. They look so much alike.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, actually.
It's kind of crazy. And then here are some four strangers.
The neighbors who, in Crete.
Maybe, yeah, people that they bumped into the airport, and they were just like, well, maybe, you know, I would appreciate
your
opinions.
The guy was tending to the pool. Like, the woman brought gyros.
You seem wise.
Through DoorDash.
We're
like, come in
literally,
here.
We're introduced specifically, and then we... never interact with these four
never
people.
Never hear from them again.
Maybe they are Postmates who are dropping off some apps for the folks, know. You know, some nice Grecian appetizers, and we just never.
That's what I'm saying. You got the gyros lady, the pool guy. They're just sitting there.
I'm just like, okay, can we get some sort of detective, some sort of person out to figure out who these individuals are?
Did you also notice that Hannah was the only one drinking wine?
I didn't notice
So
that.
I did notice that. The other five, four people, whatever, were all drinking water. And Hannah was the only one. It was very clear. They were all drinking water out of wine glasses. And she was drinking red wine.
Unless it was just straight vodka.
Or Sauve Blanc.
Yes. Or the Greek alcohol.
I'm telling you, though, it
Ouza
really...
Ouza or Ozu or...
It, but it was in a wine... I'm telling you, it really looked just looked like water. Anyway, I thought it was interesting.
That
it doesn't
is interesting.
Really mean much, but...
So... Okay, I died because Hannah straight away tells her parents and maybe her family, maybe the Postmates, that she was worried about the fantasy suites with Tyler because their relationship had been really physical.
Yeah, I know.
So I know. Just, that's the first thing she tells her parents about Tyler. Like, oh my God, I could never in front of my family be like, well, I was concerned about our relationship because I felt like I was falling in lust. With him and not falling
or
in love.
Or even, she's basically saying, like, our makeouts were super hot. Like, I would never
say... Yeah, like, this
would
guy
would you ever
turned
say that
on...
in your dad's presence?
No. My dad can barely look at me when I'm in a bikini, okay? Like, we're not having a conversation.
My dad is like...
He cannot handle...
Like, my dad would walk in on me breastfeeding and would be like, Rebecca, no, I...
Yeah. My dad, super... Yeah, no, there's never in a million years could I have... Now, with my
Which
mother...
Which I kind of love, though.
I was so into it, and he was not... Like, he looked a little bit like, oh, gosh, for a second, but he handled it like a champ.
Yeah, and then he saw Tyler, and he's like, now I understand.
He's like, now
this
I
makes perfect sense. Okay, thank you for disclosing this.
Hannah was obsessed with the idea of the P and the V, and that's all she could think about.
They were immediately both in... They're like, and he dances?
When he walked in... The
their
drool
faces
visibly
up.
Coming from
their,
everyone.
Their eyes just were like, oh, wow.
Do you think that like just everyone, all the producers, the camera crew, every time Tyler walks in the
They're
room,
so
it's just
him.
Everyone's just like,
wow. Drool. It just gets like silent drop of a just pin. Like, everyone's like, oh, hey, Tyler.
A gasp.
Oh, God. Oh, hey, Tyler.
It's like the Ark of the Covenant comes
the,
in.
The mic guy is like, oh, hey, Tyler, I'm just going to put this up your back. Okay. Whew. It's
oh, God,
on here.
Was
I know.
Was that a bead of sweat? Oh, God.
Yeah, no, they were obsessed with him immediately.
Absolutely obsessed.
So then mom sits down with Tyler.
Oh, I have to say this, too. Yeah. When Tyler walks up, you can always very much tell a man by the flowers he brings. And he brings her sunflowers. And I was like, oh, my God, Tyler, my favorite flower. You shouldn't have.
How did you know? Oh my God, sweetie.
You would know. You know everything about
that.
Me. I know that. I love that you know everything about
you
me, Tyler.
Thank you, babe.
But
So oh mom, and mom and Tyler conversation.
They were just
gabbing it up, old pals.
He
makes such a good impression. Such like, a good I impression. Have to just say
and
objectively.
Then we, and then
like,
we find out that he, that of course, Tyler was the bad boy who had bad grades and was kicked out of classes, and then Dance saved him.
I could not plan a better boyfriend for my own daughter.
It's literally a John Hughes movie. It's like, insane. Where's the soundtrack every time he walks around?
I mean, you and I said, like, they're like the characters out of The Notebook. Like, mm-hmm.
from- absolutely. And yeah, so the family, they could not. The fact that he said immediately to the family, I want to be her best friend and I want to be her cheerleader.
Her biggest cheerleader.
I dropped my glass.
I know.
Just like, this is what I'm talking about. Having a masculine man walk in and not be like, I can't wait to provide and lead your daughter. The fact that he said, I can't wait to be her biggest cheerleader.
Ugh. I know, it was so cute. And he's always been like that. He's been super supportive of mm-hmm. her. And you see his persona like that on Instagram too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I did, and we didn't buy it from the get-go because we're like, no. It's too perfect.
Yeah.
He's not this feminist. There's no way.
Dude, imagine be too perfect. Like, I could honestly see him though, like starting to date someone like Gigi Hadid and getting like real big. Like
me too.
Real big.
Tyler deserves everything in the world.
I'm so happy for him.
But yes, his mother is in awe of him. Welcome to the club, mom.
She also says something weird to me. Well, what? I guess it's not that weird, but she's just like, he's talking about divorce and stuff, talking about his divorced parents. And she's like, in our family, it's one and done.
I literally wrote down, I was like, the shade of everything.
I know, right?
The fact that she said that when he was like pretty open and honest about the fact that I know. Like, yeah. I came from a divorce. Like, well.
Mm. Oh, no. In our family, we do not believe in that.
God, please don't leave our daughter.
Like, oh, well, I feel like you have a lesser chance of staying with her now that you come from a broken family.
I totally, that threw me off, too.
Also, it's just like, yeah, anyway. All right, so then.
So then Hannah's dad sits down with Tyler, and immediately, again, baller,
and just laying it on thick. I want her to be the mother of my children,
and then continue to be the strong woman she is. So like he says, the mother of the children, but also adds in the fact that she needs to, like, that she's a strong woman and she'll continue to be. And then I just love that her dad right away said, like, asked about the fantasy suite, and Tyler handles that shit. Like most dudes, when you meet a dad and the first question the dad asks about, they're like your
deer
sex
in the headlights.
And Tyler is immediately like, I just have so much respect for her and I wanted her to feel love in the right way, that like how she needed to feel love. I could not. Also, the whole time, all I need, the only thing I need from Hannah's dad, because he's just absolute perfection, is for him to be just, the entire time he's talking to someone, be just pulling a brush through that gorgeous mane the whole time.
Every he's like Ariel. He just has a little fork. He's just twirling with it.
Just, like, excuse me, sir. Is that a utensil? And he'd just be like, shut up. It's perfect.
I look great. You're jealous.
This is my dangle hopper.
You are jealous, sweetie. Oh my God, he's so funny. And you know what? His business has to be doing well. Imagine all the ladies in wherever they live and then being like, you know, pretending like they want their hair done by him. They sit down in their chair. They're like, well, so it must have been real crazy being on TV like that.
His business is going off.
His business is booming.
He's so proud of his daughter and he's so grateful for her. And
everybody
I love that.
In town has got to be watching it, don't you think?
Oh, of course. They're, like literally they're sweet everyone. Girl Hannah, of course.
It's kind of crazy that she moved from there.
I know. I would never move. Are you
like,
kidding me?
I'm the queen of Alabama now.
Bow down, bitches.
Yeah.
You're just running.
Worship the ground I walk on.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd love to be a big fish.
Big fish in a small, small pond, and mama's never been happier.
Okay, so.
All right.
Hannah, then.
Are we going to talk about the triggering conversation now?
Yes. So she ends up pulling after, of course, everyone wants to have sex with Tyler. She pulls him out and she says to the producer that she sees herself getting engaged. She says this to her mother, I think, that she sees herself getting engaged to Tyler at the end. Mm-hmm. And then she's talking with Tyler and she continues to say that she's falling in lust. And I am crazy triggered. via my past.
Oh my God. And I specifically wrote down, Christian people are always worried about, am I falling in lust or love? Is it lust or is it love?
And
if it's lust, you better cut that shit right where it is.
And I'm just like, listen, babies, falling in lust is a great first step to falling in love.
Absolutely.
I appreciate being very physically attracted to my partner.
You don't want
to
wait and see if the lust comes later. Not saying that you should or shouldn't act on it, but
no, it can come both ways. But you know what? Sometimes you meet someone who's a tasty snack like Tyler and you fall in lust first, and you find out that he's the whole package and you continue to fall in love.
It's kind of like our story with him.
It's true.
I know, it's sweet, right?
I can't wait to tell him about it while we're getting
into speaking of which, that's one reason I am kind of salty for, like, yeah, Bachelor not fucking with me, because Tyler's going on Nick's, I'm giving him a free fucking plug right here, Tyler's going on Nick's podcast next week. Did you see that?
I did. We need to get Tyler on this podcast. I feel like he'd come on.
Maybe.
We're a ladies podcast who's all about our
broads.
Oh my
God, stop. I would be sweating.
We have to try. Let's try to get him on.
Okay.
We're going to do it. I think he would. I really do.
Okay.
He'll do it. He's a feminist.
I know.
He would come and support us.
What if he approves it through Bachelor stuff? What if he's going to? Yeah, so.
True. But maybe.
That's what happened with Demi.
Let's show up on Nick's doorstep and be like,
Nick, please,
Daddy Nick, we love you so much.
Nick,
please bring us,
we love
Tyler.
Your essential oils.
They work wonders for my headaches and my backaches. So can you also bring Tyler to us, because mama needs to see him IRL
needs.
And I'm sure he's even more beautiful.
You know what mama needs?
Tell me.
Drinks and appetizers for while watching the finale tomorrow.
Ugh. Yes.
I'm sure a lot of you broads are throwing Bachelor viewing parties, so you want to make sure you have all the perfect stuff, but you have to go to work. Going to the grocery store is going to take another hour in between work and friend time, and it's so stressful. It would be a lot easier with Instacart.
Oh, Instacart, one of my most favorite new parts of my weekly life. You can get the app or go to instacart.com and shop the groceries you need from your favorite local retailers. Retailers like Sprouts, Safeway, yes, Costco, Petco, CVS, and so many more, so many more. Once you order whatever your heart desires, your own personal shopper gathers your groceries with care by selecting excellent produce and contacting you if necessary. Your groceries will arrive in as little as 1 hour.
Game changer.
Game changer. Or at a time you select. They keep hot items hot and cold items cold.
You don't have to waste time sitting in traffic, looking for parking, or waiting in the checkout line. You're having people over. Just order appetizers and drinks from the comfort of your own home, and they show up at your door. And Instacart has exclusive coupons so you can save money on top of it all.
Ugh, bless. Try Instacart and get $10 off your first order. To get this limited time offer, go to instacart.com or download the mobile app and enter our promo code CHATTY at checkout. That's $10 off your first order today at instacart.com or go through the mobile app, and don't forget to enter our code CHATTY.
Mm-hmm.
Instacart.com or through the mobile app with our code CHATTY at checkout. Okay, well, good old Jed.
Good old Jed.
Meeting the fam.
Which I have to say, producers did Jed so dirty, because can you imagine, no matter who you are, being second to Tyler?
I know. I was very actually pleased about it, but like, my goodness. You could never compare. God, it's so rude. Having anyone after Tyler would just be horrific.
I know.
But we see that Hannah says, like, from the start that Jed was the guy. She admits this, even though she had said that about Luke.
She said that about Luke.
But I think, obviously, like, in the back of her head, Jed was always the other, like, at least they were neck and neck.
Sure.
But she says that she's, like, she can tell that she's nervous at the beginning. And then her mom says, I want to give Jed a fair shot, but comparing it to yesterday.
No, basically their whole family was like, well, honestly, if you can top this off, well.
Like, who are you bringing into this place? Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ himself? I mean, my God.
And there's no way that Jesus Christ was as good looking as Tyler C. I'm sorry. There's a lot of benefits to that, but Tyler,
they have already made up their mind. Like, we want the best for our little girl, and the best is Tyler.
Yes, they are hard. The decision is made, and I feel like if Jed would have gone first, the musician thing would have made them nervous.
Yeah.
But they were like harping on it so hard, I think, because they were just like, God, please choose Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Do not choose Jed. And also, Jed is just a dud. Like, he was. Like, Tyler was so charming and so warm, and Jed's just awkward and doesn't smile. He's just not warm at all.
I know.
I know.
No, he's really not, which is not surprising after we saw his family, which, like you brought up.
You mean the meanest crew in the world?
The meanest crew in the world. He was, like, all salty that Hannah's dad talked to him whatever way. But after the way his family acted to Hannah, who is the bachelorette.
I was very displeased about the fact that we didn't have a parallel there.
Insane.
So, yeah, they had clear disappointment on their faces when they were meeting Jed after looking at Tyler for hours.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, skeptical.
Hannah, literally immediately, they're like, really, Hannah? Like, this guy?
They're like, really? Okay.
And this is his competition? Okay.
Exactly. And he right away, of course, immediately sits down. And
I honestly feel
don't know. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was going to say, like, off the bat, I feel like they're just thrown off by, they're like, you like him? Like, that really seems like the attitude the whole time. Like, you like this guy?
They're like, is this one of the cameramen?
Yeah. Who is this?
Is this someone prepping us for the guy who's going to come in?
Sweetie, no.
Who's competing with Tyler? Immediately, of course, Jed comes in and goes, I don't know if Hannah's told you, but I'm a musician and a songwriter.
Oh, my God.
Which, okay, this is my beef. Big time beef. And I talked to you about this. But until you're making, like, your money as a songwriter, you should say that you're working towards becoming a musician or songwriter. Like, I use the parallel, like, let's just say I love basketball.
Sure.
Right? And I play basketball every day with my little neighborhood leagues, and I want to be in the NBA, and I'm training to do it, and I'm praying that that's going to be what's going to happen. And I'm doing everything I can to be in the NBA, but I'm not in the NBA. I would never go on anything and introduce myself as an NBA player. Like, I'm not a basketball
player. That's not the same parallel, because if that was the parallel, he'd have to be like, yeah, I'm a Saturday Night Live musician. Like, he's just saying he's a musician and songwriter. All that means is you make music and write songs.
I know. I just get such a beef when it's like, yeah, but it's like, that's not, if it's not the avenue that you're actually making money,
like,
I'm
what you
all
should
about
be saying
being
is
like,
you're a stripper. You are a stripper.
You are. And by the way, we've received a lot of DMs from people being like, I don't think it's true.
Let's
blah,
put
blah,
it on,
blah.
We'll put it on our story.
We have the footage to prove it. Now, again, this is no shade. The man can strip all he wants.
Just like, don't you think you should disclose that?
I have no problem with our stripping brothers and sisters. I'm all about it.
Like, you're acting like you're making your rent money off of what?
But
your
that,
dog jingle?
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like,
you're making it shake in your jingle. Your jingle. Your jingle dingle.
I'm sorry. Okay. Woo.
So stupid.
Anyways, pursue your dreams, but just be straightforward about it.
Don't act like it's your career. It's not your career.
Just be like, and again, I get that you got to put a lot of work into, like, becoming a successful musician, and it's really hard. But, like, be straightforward. Like, this is what my dream is to do. Right now, I'm making money in this way, but I'm really working towards being a musician and
a
songwriter.
Don't worry, sweetie. Her parents saw right through
that. Oh, I know. I was like, when he said that, I was like, oh, they're gonna think that he's like this successful songwriter. And I'm like, nope, they're smarter than I thought. No. He is, oh my gosh, okay. So his dad, or her dad, excuse me, right away is concerned about Jed providing for her.
Oh my God. He's like, so what, no, what, I know you have little goals to be a musician. What, no, what are your real goals in life? Okay. No. Cut through all that. No. How
oh my
do
God.
You make money?
And he gave this weird, like, strange answer.
He's like, I'm looking to make investments, make moves,
yeah,
businesses,
like, yeah.
business stuff,
like,
guy.
He's like, I gave up a lot of other opportunities in my life to follow my dream. I'm just like, first of all, let's talk about what opportunities we're talking, like, what?
What opportunities did you give up?
And then he says, yes, he's got many avenues that he's planning on using to provide. But then he declares to the world on national TV that one of my major accomplishments is that I signed.
Wait. First of all, he said specifically before, he said, I want to have as many, his answer to the question was, I want to have as many assets and backup plans as possible. I want to have as many assets and backup plans as I can. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody knows. He's a shady character. No one knows what he's talking
kind
about.
What kind of assets? Like,
yeah, like, are we talking like real estate? Like, are you like Uber? Like, I don't know. I don't understand what's like what you mean. Like, oh my God.
And like, hey, no shade out there to the struggling artist. It's the way that he's trying to portray himself as like being a big time guy.
Listen, I am the first to be like, hey, struggling artist, yeah. I see you. Like, I've lived through this business with my hubs, and it's like, it takes a lot.
Takes a lot of heart.
And I love our heart-filled artists, but there's a difference between being like, this is what I'm working for versus like kind of having this like, well, what I'm really proud of, major accomplishment.
You could definitely call me male Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly.
But for this dog food company.
He says that he signed a deal with a dog food company.
As if that wasn't absurd enough, he has the audacity to say something along the lines, and that's when I knew like, Things could really happen big.
Let's be very clear about something.
If you're going to write the next Purina hit single,
this is my thing. As soon as I heard this, and I'm like, oh, I know the world is going to tear him apart. But coming from a position where my husband has written music for like shows, like intros for shows and stuff, I understand that sometimes
you make some big money.
You
monies,
can make
honey.
Some fat money from doing stuff
like
that.
A little Target ad here.
Oh, big
a
old money.
Payless ad there.
Big old money.
Actually how musicians sometimes really make their money.
Yeah, and that's how some musicians get their start. Now, if you become the jingle guy, you're screwed, and that's just what you do.
No, people still make a good living with
No. I'm saying you can make tons of money that way, like tons.
Yeah, but you're
but
not
like,
going to be
you're
like
not gonna
Jed
be the
Wyatt.
Yeah,
like,
you're not going to be like the respected artist who does all the jingles. Right. You're like Charlie Sheen from 2.5 Men, and you're loaded, but you're like the jingle guy. Yeah. I think that's what he did. Anyways, so I'm trying to give... I'm thinking, okay, benefit of the doubt here... I want to give him the I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt and think, okay, maybe this dog food jingle, like Purina or Pedigree or whatever, he got this major commercial, and that was why he's like, I knew this was the start of something. Yeah. Because maybe he got flipped 100K.
Sure.
So we were obviously researching, and I'm sure a lot of you broads have heard it at this point. It is not so.
Oh no.
It is a company called Better Bowl.
No, it's no Meow Mix.
It's no Meow Mix. There's about 100 followers on Instagram, and we're here to bless you with the jingle. So prepare your ears. Here we go.
You get home, know who's been waiting, wagging by the door.
This is one of his better songs.
I agree.
Kind of love like nothing you've seen before. Your dog really does deserve the best. Go pick him up some Better Bowl.
It doesn't even rhyme.
It doesn't rhyme. It really doesn't. And I was just, what I was hoping for was something more like a little like more puppy.
Yeah,
more
no, that's not a jingle. Puppy. He's writing a single,
a
romantic
single,
slow dance.
It's romantic,
single.
But it's about his dog. I was hoping for something more like, "Is your pup looking kind of hungry? Maybe you should give him some lovely."
Yeah,
puppy chow, puppy chow. Pup,
is that a reference?
No.
Oh, nice.
That's an original. I'm gonna have to trademark that later.
I was even thinking we could take his. What was the tune like?
The Vacation?
No, it was Better Bowl. He could be like, I love you, boy, from young to old, and I'll make sure you have a Better Bowl. I don't know, like something like peppier.
It's nice.
Better than what he did.
Listen, Jed, I don't want to take a shit on anyone's accomplishments, but like, just be straight with the dad and say, hey, I'm working on it. And I promise I will love your daughter. And I also am passionate about my dreams. And I think we can dream together. And maybe money's not going to be the thing that we like run into. But I
even
know.
Even though we ain't got money, I I'm so in love with you, honey. He could have broken out some fucking Kenny Loggins.
It would have been a perfect opportunity for him to bring in the guitar. Bust out his guitar.
Have a Loggins and Messina cover.
I can't believe he didn't bring the guitar to the family gathering. That was shocking.
Although if he sang one of my favorite songs like that,
you'd be like, well, I guess I'm okay with it.
I guess. Yeah.
I want to ask this though.
What?
Do you think that Jed is in love with Hannah?
I've said this before. I have no fucking clue. I really don't. I'm not just saying that. I really don't know.
I don't know either. I can't tell. I feel like he definitely could be. I feel like he may actually love her.
I don't
even
think he can separate the lies from the truth at this point.
That's a very true point.
Scary.
That is scary. We're...
Mom and Jed. Yeah.
Okay.
And she says, like, y'all got some big decisions with your, alleged music career. She didn't say alleged, but you can read between the lines. She was like, you have a air quotes career.
So Jed, in his interviews, you're seeing him get more and more frustrated.
Oh my God.
He's getting real frustrated and he's saying they don't think I'm adequate.
I'm like, why is this hitting home for you, bud?
Dude, some reality. Oh man, brutal. But I'm just like, the more and more he gets irritated, that's the more and more I'm going like, do you remember what happened 2 weeks ago?
Oh my God.
When Hannah was sitting with your family and she was basically in the situation in reverse, where in Hannah's situation,
they had no good reason to not like her either.
Exactly. They were worshiping your career. It was literally just the opposite.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing.
He's
really not used to people not hyping him up and just saying that he's like the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yes. So there's reality going like, but are you going to be able to provide?
Oh God, my parents would be so savage if I was a musician like Jed. They'd just be so like, no, sweetie. My mom would say, I don't think that's one of your God-given gifts for like a career.
Maybe you should try something else.
You're really good at scrapbooking.
I see a future in this for you. I really do.
Oh, man.
And Papyrus would be a great place for you to start working.
I mean, their conversation does not go much better than with Daddy-O.
Oh, yeah, no.
Not good.
So then Hannah sits down with her mother.
The line of the century.
Well, she says, how do you feel about Jed and I together? And his mom says,
well, he has qualities.
Oh, my God.
This is only second to Cassie's dad going, oh, he's a guy.
He's a guy.
He has qualities.
These parents are amazing. Her mom and her dad are so shady. I live for them. They were amazing.
I mean, wouldn't you be the same way? Be like, sweetie, I'm not going to lie. I just don't get it.
Oh,
I don't see what you see, apparently.
If I would have been her parents, I would have made him play and be like, all right, if you want to provide for my daughter, let me hear some of your music. I'll be the judge of that.
I just really want to know where my daughter's financial fate lies.
So you say you're a musician and songwriter.
Okay. Like, is this like a live musician?
That's great. I'm going to have to hear something you've written.
Honestly.
And then I can determine whether or not there's maybe a future for you.
I'm really not exaggerating. The dog chow is the best one he's done.
I agree.
And also I'm like, Better Bowl, is this like a fresh dog delivery service? Like Hello Fresh?
Maybe
it's like
it
a
is.
Meal, a dog meal delivery service. I'm intrigued. Wow, Jed, you're so good at this. So, and then what was really crazy to me about this conversation with mom, mm-hmm. is that mom starts crying and I'm like, oh boy, she really knows what's best for her daughter. And she's like getting upset over
she's
the fact that,
like,
Hannah might pick him.
Are you aware of who you brought first? And then she says something that's super valid, by the way. She brings up that, okay, he's a musician in Nashville. Like, there are going to be a lot of late nights at bars. And here's the thing.
That's real.
It's very real. You've dated a million musicians. Yeah. I'm married to one. Like, the truth of the matter is, I don't know who Hannah has dated in the past, but if you're not used to this, all of a sudden you start a relationship with someone and they're gone every single night of the week. Sure.
And then if they do well, tour, gone for months.
Gone for months at a time.
Are you kidding me?
And like at first you're kind of like, oh my God, I'm so supportive. I'm going to go to every show. Cut to 2 months later after being at a show every single night. And you're like, dude, I'm so over this.
Yeah.
and I love my person, but like I can't do it anymore.
I cannot listen to you play Vacation one more time.
No, and then you're gone every night at bars until 3 a.m. And that's something that might not be a reality for her, and that's like a big adjustment. Versus like
it really
Tyler,
sounds fun in theory. It really does.
It really does, but I'm gonna be truthful. It's not.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Gets not sustainable real quick.
It's hard. It's definitely a challenge. And like being with a general contractor who like has normal hours, like that's going to be easier.
He's like building houses and shit.
Yeah. He has consistent, you know, it's just going to be easier.
It is.
His mom or her mom knows like, yo, not only is he clearly better, like your life will probably be easier.
For so many reasons. Uh-huh. But yeah. 100%.
But the heart wants what it wants.
Also,
you know?
Parents just don't understand Instagram, so.
That's very, very true. And then Hannah, though, is just like kind of like eye rolling and giving a little bit of attitude. And this is a PSA. Don't live for what your parents say, but listen to your parents.
They know they do know you pretty fucking well. I know you think your little best friend you met less than 18 months ago really knows you well, but your parents have been with you since day one.
And you know what? They may be out of touch and they may not understand the Instagram, but they understand. They've been around the block a few times. They can see through certain people.
Yeah, you know, hopefully.
But I feel like a lot of times, you know, listen to your parents. Don't live for them, but like, you know, give them a listening ear. Especially if you have a good ones. This is not just obviously doesn't cover every parent
ever.
Like, but
it happens a lot too. I remember on Becca's season, Becca was really seemed more like her family was really into Blake, and they said that she would be like settling if she ended up with Garrett. It was kind of wild.
Yikes.
I know. But then it was kind of the same thing with this. Did Colton even get to bring anyone to his family's hometown?
What do you mean?
Who did he bring to his home, Colton, on his season?
Just Cassie. We didn't.
Oh.
The parents were there.
Okay. So there was no comparison.
No, that he just brought Cassie.
I have already forgotten somehow. Anyway,
poor alien.
So so then her conversation with dad gets going.
Oh, dad, so insightful.
Dad was so fire. First of all, he said that Jed skirted questions, which he 100% did.
He picked up on that so fast.
And
he's
like, questions about what? Like, what, dad?
And then he also compared him to Tyler. He was like, that guy, he, you know, he kind of dodged questions. And the other one, he just called him the other one. The other one was much more direct.
That is such a dad quote, by the way. The other one.
The other one.
My dad still refers to my friends that way after 15 years. Yeah.
Already.
You know, your tall friend and then the other one?
Yeah. The tall, handsome one.
Yeah.
That we all want to, you know, get into bed with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, the dude's dodging stuff because he's hiding shit. And Papa Hannah is picking up on the fact that he does not give direct answers because he does not know himself.
Well, and it was kind of hilarious because then Hannah was just like, come on, Dad. He has more things going for him than the dog jingle. And then I was just like, Hannah, nope. Hannah, that is literally all he has going for him right now.
Yeah.
And she's just kind of like, he has other things. And I'm like, what?
Well, and he probably tells her that he plays, you know, like five nights a week at Nashville bars. But listen,
Hannah's
I have to say
like,
this. Do you realize how fucking competitive Nashville is to play at a bar?
How much are you even going to make if you're playing at a bar every single night?
But I'm just even saying just that alone. You walk into any bar in Nashville, you're like, wow, this musician is unbelievable. They're all better than Jed. And these people are playing at bars.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty wild.
But even if you're playing at a bar every night, how much money are you even going to make from that?
Not a ton.
Not much. Not much. But yeah, Hannah.
Unless it's different in Nashville, I don't know.
Hannah's probably just like, Dad, I can tell you his stripper career is going very well,
that's
if you know what I mean.
That's the whole thing that I was thinking about the entire time. I couldn't stop thinking about it. Like, it's just like,
I know.
Here is this huge, huge thing that, like, you saw how her parents reacted to him being a musician. Can you imagine if they found out that he was a stripper?
Oh, God.
How they'd react? I can't even wrap my brain around it.
I really don't know. But then Hannah's all pissed. And then her dad's like, he said it was his biggest accomplishment. And he did.
And then Dad, he's like, he was very proud about his dog food jingle.
Well, and then Hannah's trying to like, it's so funny because you can see herself catching her tongue where she's like, Dad, you know I'm getting paid for this.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, this is my season, Dad. I'm making money from this.
We're going to be okay.
I know I'm going to make money from Instagram ads.
Jed's going to make money too.
Hello, Dad.
Yeah. No, it's she was trying to not say anything, but.
But I was also like, Hannah, your speech about supporting your own family doesn't hold much weight when you're almost 25, like, and your dad's been paying your rent and you have been living under his roof.
But now she's in L.A.
Oh, I know. It's true.
And now she's got her own spot. But no, I mean,
do you know clearly, what I mean, though? Her dad's like, yeah, Hannah.
For sure. But I, the whole thing that then he was talking about the man of the house has to provide, that was definitely a quick little window into obviously some of her processing through this season of, I'm sure, certain guilts and shames, because clearly she comes from a traditional household.
I mean, my dad would say the same thing.
My dad would say the same thing, too.
Yeah.
And then you hear her dad say, like, I work, like, you know, 16 hours a day to provide, like, you know, he's worked hard for his baby girl and he wants to make sure that she's, you know, taken care of.
And I actually really struggle with this, too, sometimes, because I definitely, like, associate guys' worth with, I'm like, but do you have anything going for you money-wise? Do you? Yeah. No, I mean, Grayson obviously is the long con. He's opening a business, so 10 years from now, the like spousal
be
support checks I will be receiving. Oh, sweetie.
Like,
Cartier on my wrists.
I will be rolling in designer.
Flexing on you hoes. But anyway, yeah. So
here we go. After she has her conversation with
Dad.
She goes
out with Jetty Jed by the pool.
Jed, they're sitting on a wall. I'm about to throw up. I'm so nervous that they're going to fall off. God, it was steep. I just could barely watch it. It was like, you guys, can we just sit in the chairs that are right there? Like, why on the edge? And
Jed says, first of all, I really want to know how you feel about me. And Hannah's just like, eh.
She was kind of dodgy and strange, and then she was saying that, like, she doesn't want to talk about the other guy, which I get, and then she explains that, and then, you know, Jed said something like, I don't care about me right now, like, just tell me about
Jed's like, you know that, like, I believe in you, and, like, I believe in us, and what was the worst motivational romantic speech I've ever heard?
Well, what I had a problem with is that at first, when he first started talking and was like, it doesn't matter about me right now. Like, I don't give a shit about me. Like, I care about you. And then she's like, well, it went really well with Tyler, blah, blah, blah. And then he follows up with, you know, I believe in us more than anything. And, you know, I believe in us, but more than anything, I believe in you. And I had a moment for a second where I go, okay, this is good. Like, he's saying quality things to her. But then he lets that settle. And then he throws in the, but baby, you know what we have.
Oh my God.
Right. So then this is then the opposite of, for instance, what Pilot Pete did, where Pilot Pete hears what she says and then accepts the fact that that's how she feels. Mm-hmm. And instead of Jed just being like, okay, like, it's hard for me to hear because I really care about you, but, like, I get that this is the process, whatever. He does this whole kind of manipulative, like, I believe in you more than anything. Like, I believe in you. But remember what we have.
Well, remember, baby, you gave up Luke P for a reason. For me, babe.
Exactly.
Ugh.
And then he says, I guess that's what scares me more than anything.
God.
So the manipulation station,
forget, baby, what we have.
Yeah, the manipulation station is just like hardcore. So I did have a moment. Like, listen, I know that he's a shithead.
You're giving him a fair chance,
but I'm trying to just be like, and I'm not trying, and I don't want to give him a fair chance in the sense, like, of like
be objective about their relationship.
Just,
basically,
exactly. Just like, be like,
okay, what do they really have
does
here?
He, like, does he love her, and is he a shitty dude who is now in the situation, but yet he still loves her, or? Is he a guy who's just manipulating her? Like, we'll see.
Yeah. And it does feel very manipulative. However, who knows if he knows how to have a relationship outside of, like, lies and manipulation. Seems like a real big issue for the guy.
Agreed.
Real big issue.
Agreed. Okay. So let's get into the last dates. So Hannah's last date with Tyler.
Hannah has the audacity to take Tyler on a second horseback riding date.
When at first she said that they have one more challenge to overcome, I'm like, oh my God, more pickled herring. This poor man. We're going to go to a pickled herring
eating contest.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, how dare she make him horseback ride again? He is scared to death of the horses. He admits this. And they are mighty beasts of the field.
Of course.
I do not blame him. They are very large animals.
Well,
I think it must have been like some sort of logistics thing where they must have had a helicopter tour and then winds got a little crazy and they couldn't take the helicopter. Like, so like there's some horses in a field.
We're going to have to torture Tyler again.
Horseback riding part two. Oh, this will be good.
And I was dying because like he goes up to the horse and she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm building a bond. And he's like petting the horse. He's like, he's verbally walking the horse through it all. And I'm like, look at him. He even asks the horse for consent. We stan.
We stan a Tyler. Oh my God.
But you know, they have their, they have their love sesh together. He's affirming the whole time with her when they sit, affirming her, saying like, I appreciate you. You pushed me to have these conversations. Yes. It's not about him.
No. And also then she has a, I think in the interview, she says, I want to make him feel confident. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, so you're going to bang his brains out, girl. Get it. But also, like, I think Tyler kind of brings out the best in her, too, where she feels mm-hmm. confident about herself and she wants to make him feel confident.
Yeah.
And they can just have like a whole fun love fest where they just like love on each other and are confident.
Well,
and,
she talks about she struggles with her insecurities and like to have a man.
What can make you more secure than having the hottest guy in the room?
Hottest guy in the room who makes you feel powerful and focuses on language, too. That's not always just physical. Like, he always focuses on how strong she is and how much he admires her and like really builds her up emotionally instead of just being like, you're hot, you're hot, you're hot.
Totally.
It's just like, you're so strong and you're such an incredible woman. And like, wow,
Gigi and him are going to make such a hot couple. Oh my God. I can't stop thinking about it. And then
Bella and The Weeknd are going to be so jealous. Oh, honestly. My like, God. Please, they have nothing.
Oh, wow. Justin Bieber and what's her face? Hailey Baldwin are quaking.
Goodbye. They are yesterday's news. Okay.
Please. Gigi and Tyler are in and here to stay. Well, you know, he's a legit model. So obviously, they can model she's a legit together. Model. Like, we can watch them model together.
Can you just picture them all over, just like Tommy Hilfiger ads for days? Runway, like, just, oh my God.
Wow.
They're the perfect Tommy Hilfiger, like,
I've never thought of anything more exciting.
Calvin Klein? They're just...
Maybe he'll even be on Real Housewives. Oh no, Yolanda's not on Real Housewives anymore.
Maybe they'll bring her back just for this.
Yes. Oh my God.
Is it bad that we're, like, rooting for him to be with Gigi instead of
Hannah? No, I don't want him to be with Hannah, dude.
You don't?
No, I don't think that she's best for him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, like, he's out of her league. That's not what I mean. I think Tyler's really good for Hannah. I don't think Hannah's really good for Tyler.
Interesting. I can see.
I think she's too country girl.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's going to do big, big things. I'm not saying that I couldn't. I mean... Here I'm like his career manager. No, but I'm serious. Like, I can see him like really becoming like a big, big model. Yes. And like, I want that for him, you know? I'm thinking about him.
Oh my God.
He can do better than The Bachelor. He really can.
He can. He has a huge career ahead of him.
Yeah.
For sure.
We called it here.
And it all started with us.
You heard it here first. Actually, we made Tyler famous.
I cannot wait for our E! Documentary where we are interviewed about how we started Tyler's career.
I made that bitch famous. God damn.
Okay, so we have the night portion.
Okay, I had to talk about during the day, she was wearing a freaking like Gap 2007 sweater. And there was a part where she's like, I can see him in my arms forever in my Gap sweater. Just like, what are you wearing again?
Well, oh my God, Hannah.
What did... No, Carrie. That's her stylist.
Carrie, yes. It's Carrie.
Oh, why?
Carrie.
Carrie's going to hear from me.
So, night portion of the date. I love that they just got, like, super cozy at the house instead of the elaborate date. They had their moment.
She was like, I'm trying to get in those pants in that bedroom right now. Trying to hit the
Calvin's.
Mini bar. Trying to see you in your Calvin's.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Oh. Whew. All right.
That just painted like a real picture. I know, the mini bar and the Calvin's.
It was too real for me.
It was too real.
It was too much. I'm a little verklempt.
Woo.
Verklempt. Oh, so here they are looking like so smoldery and sexy. She, you can tell, just like is thinking about just jumping his bones the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
He's saying all the sweet nothings per usual. And then she makes some comment at some point and is like, what's upstairs, Tyler? And then they go upstairs and Becca is convinced that they have sex.
Are you fucking kidding me? Everything she was saying alluded to it. Because she was just basically like, I thought I was falling in lust. Turns out I am. And love. But like, she was definitely, you know, in the mode of like,
Laura, yeah. I really hope that they had sex
together.
I'm
doing a poll right now, and please, I'll update you. Remind me at the end of the episode.
Okay. I really, really hope that they had sex. I really do. For her, for America, I hope that they
for
did.
For us.
For all of us who need to know.
Okay.
Regardless, they were rolling around, and I was absolutely here for
it. You know what wasn't sexy? Her date with Jed.
Her date with Jed.
First of all, worst kiss I've ever seen. Please tell me you noticed that.
I didn't.
In the beginning of the date, they had this kiss and he looked like he was smashing her face into itself.
They were just like,
her
really,
chin was like this.
The whole date was so uncomfortable.
It was really uncomfortable, and I hated it for more reasons than it just being his date with
her. Yes, it was just the whole date. Like, regardless of, even let's just say that date would have been with Tyler, I would have been like, that was a really,
really
uncomfortable
weird,
date.
Like, yeah, no, just objectively weird.
It was pretty brutal. So we have to talk his outfit because, as I said, he looked like he stole his outfit from Luke. But we get onto the boat.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
And we're on a boat, guys. We need to put on our, you know, our trunks, our bikinis.
Or our, in his case, a life vest, for God's sake. Just cover it up.
Just.
I'm all about body positivity unless you're Jed.
Oh, my God. He took his shirt off and he's on a yacht in khaki shorts and a brown belt.
Girl.
No trunks.
Dockers shorts and a brown leather belt, looking like someone's creepy dad.
It was the most dad thing I've ever seen.
Like, he, creepy dad.
Literally like, oh, the sun's out, gonna take my shirt off.
No, he is the dad who answers the door and is like, oh, hey, Katie, glad you could come by. Like, I'll bring it in. Like, trying to hug you and shit.
No,
scary.
Oh, my God, no.
That's all
no,
I could
no,
see.
No,
like,
no,
the
no,
it's
no.
The pants are so close to showing butt crack, but, like, are somehow, by the grace of God, not.
Oh, my God, no.
But that almost makes it worse because it's like a butt crack tease. It was just horrible.
And does he own anything that's not brown? Everything's brown.
Maybe are we being classist because maybe he just doesn't have a really big wardrobe?
Listen, you don't have to have a big wardrobe to own
you
something
have to
that's
have
not
the right pieces.
You don't have to have a big wardrobe. You just need staples, and they don't need to all be brown.
Literally, if he was just in basketball shorts, it would have been better.
I love a man in basketball shorts.
Do you love a Jed in basketball shorts?
No, but I wouldn't have made a comment about it. You know
no,
what I mean?
I
would have just been like, oh, he's in basketball shorts.
No,
I would have been
why
isn't he wearing trunks?
Khaki Dockers with a brown leather belt.
It was so uncomfortable. And then they're like, oh my God, these treacherous seas, cut to the tiniest waves. The captain has got to be like, are you shitting me? Like, what? You guys are talking about these treacherous waves.
Although, did you see her hair at that one point?
Was it going crazy?
It was like lion's mane. She's like, I just don't, this date is not going well.
The fact that she got seasick, I'm like, Hannah, listen to your body. This is foreshadowing. Run.
Well, that honestly was a real thing. It's like, is she really seasick or is this like anxiety? Because if I've been with like a, you know, when you get like anxiety, the guy you're not supposed to be with and like you're literally throwing up, like.
Absolutely. There's, oh my God. No, no, no.
Hasn't she been on boats with other guys before? Like.
Yeah, she was on one with Pete and they were on like that, like. Big old pirate ship boat, which
I. But that's
imagine.
Different. Bigger boat, less seasick. Yeah. I'll give her the benefit on the doubt of this
but
one, but
I think they were on a catamaran, and I tend to be a seasick person, and catamarans are the one boat that, like, I'm typically okay on.
Either way, I do think that part of it was definitely like a gut feeling.
I agree. That's then when Jed decides to really lay into Hannah
flip the script and say that. I just don't think your dad understands me.
Yeah, he was saying that like your dad didn't hear me. I don't just do music.
He
I
said
also
I have
strip.
Other. Yeah, I know. He was literally like, your dad doesn't know I have other avenues. And we're like, so.
So like, what about you tell.
Your bachelorette
what about,
party
What
career?
About you tell Hannah what those other avenues are and be honest.
That's the thing. Like, he's really got her like in the palm of his hand because him just saying like, I have other avenues. She's like, I know, that's fine.
Yeah.
She has literally no idea. Like
no idea. But, no idea. But, and the thing is, too, you can tell somebody, like, you can lie and say that my songwriting has made me this much money. And they have no idea. They're not checking the receipts.
And also, like, I kind of get the idea that, like, Hannah's always led a pretty comfortable life. And I don't know if she has any, like, real concept of... I shouldn't say she has no real concept of money, but I just know, like, pageants are really fucking expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Like, getting dresses for pageants mm-hmm. is really expensive. Like, yeah. all that shit is quite an investment. And I wonder if she's just like, it works out. Like, it always does. And mm-hmm. her parents are like, we worked our asses off to give you this life,
like,
Hannah.
We didn't buy one thing for ourselves for 23 years.
You think this shit just happened?
Your dad and I didn't go on one goddamn vacation.
We said we were paying for your fucking Panina Tournée. Panina. Miss Alabama dress.
Yeah. No, the thing is, though, like, I know for me, I can fully relate. I know I was raised in a really comfortable setting until I moved out and lived on my own. Like, I had no concept. And I would have been in the same situation as yeah. her if I would have been with someone... You know, I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't know how much things cost.
Yeah.
And now she's going straight from that to what, you know, being the Bachelorette and having millions of followers. So, like, that's going to be quick money, too. Like,
it's going to be
a
pretty comfortable transition, I have to say.
I mean, God bless.
Yeah, no.
Make that money, honey.
Of course.
But
I just, thought it was just the biggest turnoff the way that he was talking about her dad.
Really bothered me.
Kind of tattling to her, like, your dad was really, like, kind of mean to me, and, like, I didn't like it. They should have given me more of a chance. And I was like, bitch, her family does not owe you shit.
No. And then also, like, again, still haven't talked about your family. Still haven't talked about it. And you can, like, sit here and, like, give her shade about her family.
But also, is there anything more unattractive? Like, if a guy was talking about my daughter like that, I know for a fact I would fly off the handle. I'd be like, excuse me, my dad is just, like, worried about my well-being.
Yeah.
Like, you don't respect that he's asking you that. He just wants someone to take care of his daughter, okay?
Listen, my father, and I will never, this is always, like, in my mind, and he has, like, he tells me this to this day, being married for years.
Yeah.
He always says, Jessica, you can have an issue with your boyfriend's parents or your in-laws or whatever, but don't ever be the one to pull your person away from their family, because that's everything for someone. And if you're the conduit to remove them from their family, you will forever be maybe the one who's the reason that there's bitterness. Like, and do you want that over your head? And it's like, the thing is, you can be with someone who has a really unhealthy family, and you can be there to encourage them after time and be like,
to
listen,
set boundaries.
Exactly. Like, let's talk to somebody. Let's talk about boundaries. Let's do it in a good way. But when you, like, sit there and go, your family's this way, and just be the one to, like, throw negative concepts constantly.
Let's not forget that's also a serious red flag of an emotional abuser. Is someone who tries to pull you away and distance you from the people that love you most. It's incredibly manipulative move.
And it's not like her family was doing anything. It's not like her family was like his family.
They were literally
just looking
out for her.
Blatantly rude. Like, they were being her dad, though he was having a very honest conversation with Jed. He wasn't being rude to him. He was just being, like,
inquisitive. That's what I'm saying. I think it was fair, and I think that if you had any kind of sense, you'd be like, that really sucked, but, like, I know your dad wants what's best for you. Like, come on. Whereas his family was just like, you're not good enough for Jed, because, like, you're gonna get in the way of his career.
So night portion, he comes in and apologizes immediately in advance for tonight. And he says that he's feeling anxious. He can't picture his life without her.
The fact that he was just had a girlfriend while saying all this, it was just like,
I know, I can't get it out of my head, obviously.
No, of course not.
And that's the thing. There's certain moments when he says things to her where I go, I think he does care about her, but it doesn't matter at the end of this, because even if he does, everything, the foundation is just dishonesty.
Yeah.
So it's, like, what are we looking at here? You're going to, if you guys do get engaged and have a life together, like, your foundation is, you're going to have a lot, you're going to have many, many years of struggles, because that's going to be in the back of your partner's head all the time.
Yep.
And everything started out as a lie.
Yep. It's so true.
So brutal. So, bless you. So Hannah was talking about, I wrote down like what hit me hard when she was talking about them both being dreamers and that that's scary. And you can be with somebody who, if you're both dreamers, that someone's going to have to always make a sacrifice for the other. And all I could think about was like, I resonated with that a lot, because that's how Evan and I are a lot, like both being in creative careers. And to be in that type of relationship where you're with a partner who is a dreamer and has a risky career, and if you're both like that, you have to have the craziest trust foundation ever. So if they're both dreamers, it's so possible to have a beautiful relationship from that. But like, you better believe that your trust needs to be 100, because the other partner is going to have to sacrifice all the time and vice versa. Like, you got to have a really strong foundation.
Looking like how their relationship's currently going, looks like she would be the one doing the sacrificing.
Well, I mean, already she's the reason that then he has the followers that he has, right?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
One, it looks, and he's had everything made about him for so long, it seems, and it doesn't seem like he's going to give that up very easily with, like, a new girl around. I still can't get over the in-laws dynamics.
I know.
Like, if you were, to get engaged and have to deal with that family.
It would just be a full pass.
I'm not joking. If it was someone like Tyler, even, and he had a family like that, that would be like, oh boy.
Oh no.
This is something to consider.
No, it's huge. It's huge. It's
a huge, especially if, like, it's one thing if their opinion is like, look, my family has some issues, you know? And then you're like, okay, you know, you seem to have boundaries, but no, Jed's like, I love my family. They did nothing wrong. They're great.
Well, just people who are listening who have like really, really tough in-law relationship dynamics know. And dude, it's so intense. And then
it's not fun.
It's not fun. And so it's like, you better be damn sure that this is your person.
Well, and I think people really underestimate how much they're like, oh, well, you don't see him that often. Like, once you have kids, once you're talking about all that kind of stuff, like balancing holidays, passive aggression, gossip amongst family members. It's a big deal. Tough.
We should definitely do a podcast about in-laws and all that.
Oh boy. That'd be good. Yeah. I'm not saying that like I'm in that kind of situation, but I just, it's don't underestimate it, people.
Yeah.
And it can tear you and your partner apart.
So they basically just talk. There's no make out, which makes me very pleased. And, I also think that was a good move on his part not to push the making out. I feel like you saw what an intimate amount of time did for her with her and Tyler. So part of me, when I saw that like he wasn't pushing any sort of like romance between the two of them, they just had like a really long conversation, makes me go, is this going to make her feel closer to him all of a sudden again? Well,
and I just always think that being the freshest one in the mind really helps.
Oh, of course.
I'd really like to do a case study on like who the bachelors and bachelorettes choose.
Yeah.
Based on whether they were date one or date two.
Yeah. That is something. Get to the studying, bros. Figure it out. So basically we then got a little snippet of Hannah saying to the crowd with Chris Harrison live that she has a lot of questions, that it's been tough, and she is going to hopefully have them answered tomorrow, and she's nervous.
Well, it's funny that she even made it about that. I was like, how about us watching a potential proposal?
Yes. I feel like at this point
Hannah spoiled it for us, girl.
Hannah spoiled it, but also I think she knows, I mean everyone knows at this point, most people are aware of the whole drama that's going on, so, and that's what everyone's question is.
But even so, I'm like, I want to know what went down in Greece.
Oh yeah, I'm super excited for all of it.
What if they just bring, they just don't do that anymore. I was going to say, what if they just like announce Tyler as the bachelor? And that's just not how they do it. We're not going to know till like freaking September.
Oh, yeah.
That's just how they've been doing it lately.
It's painful.
I know.
I'm going to go crazy.
Because they just really don't seem to decide until like the week before filming.
Yeah, because they have to wait until Bachelor in Paradise is done, huh?
I guess so. Maybe they'll announce it on After Paradise. I don't know.
I hope so.
But
I can't wait.
I know. I really want to know. I mean, who knows? Now that Mike Fleiss isn't in the picture, maybe we won't have some freaking wild... I mean, I don't know. I don't think Mike Fleiss really decides. I think it's probably the producers. I don't know.
You'd know better than me, baby.
I don't know. I talk like I know things. I don't.
Well, broads, super, super, super excited to watch the episode.
Can't wait.
Again, we mourn because this is going to be then our final with Hannah, and it has been a good one.
It's been a great season.
But can't wait then to dive into Bachelor in Paradise.
It's going to be amazing.
One more night. Can't wait.
All right. Chat soon, broads.
Chat soon.
Bye.